Good evening. This is In the Field with Sin tonight by herself. Sorry, it's Sav's birthday week. Tomorrow's his birthday, so he requested the night off. But he did give me his predictions, and I will let you know where we're at with our wins from our last predictions and our recaps. So, week two, I will say, Thursday night game was the Commanders at the Packers. We both chose the Commanders, but the Packers won 27-18. Giants at the Cowboys. This was a game that I was on the edge of my seat because it went into overtime. And I'll talk about how it went into overtime with my fun facts in the end. That game was 37-40. Cowboys won. Both of us chose the Cowboys. Then we had the Seahawks at the Steelers. We both chose the Steelers, but the Steelers lost. We were shocked about that one. 31-17, Steelers were home. We both chose Steelers. Rams and the Titans. I chose the Titans. Sav chose the Rams. Rams won 33-19. Then we had the Bills at the Jets. I chose the Bills. Sav chose the Jets. Bills won 30-10. Patriots at the Dolphins. We both chose Dolphins. Patriots pulled this out. 33-27. And we had the Jaguars at the Bengals. Bengals won without Joe Burrow. He got a foot injury. That game was 31-27 Bengals. Bengals was home. We both chose Jaguars. We lost that. Then we got the 49ers at the Saints. We both chose the 49ers. They won by 5 points, 26-21. Hi, B. By myself tonight with the podcast, so I just wanted to let you know. As I'm recording the podcast, I'm also live on TikTok, so I need you guys to know that I'm here tonight if you're just joining by myself. It's Sav's birthday week. He'll be 27 tomorrow. If you do not know, Sav is my son, and I'm Sin. Let me go further. Then we had the Browns at the Ravens. Of course, I chose the Browns because Joe Flacco was starting, and he was a former quarterback for the Ravens. But the Ravens blew them out 41-17. Ravens were home. We'll go next to the Bears versus the Lions. Lions blew them out. Stopped the run game with their defense and everything. It was 52-21. The guy at my job is a Bears fan, but I guess today he told me, he's like, yeah, well, I guess I have to root for the Cubs now because the Bears ain't doing shit. Anyway, that score was 52-21. Lions won at home. Next game was Broncos at the Colts. This was a 1-point game. I chose the Colts. Sav chose the Broncos. Colts won 29-28. Colts were at home. Next game was the Panthers at the Cardinals. We both chose the Cardinals. Cardinals did win at home 27-22. Next game was the Eagles at the Chiefs. I chose the Chiefs because I didn't want to choose the Eagles since they're in my division. But I kind of figured that that was the Super Bowl game. So they probably were going to try to make sure they can do it again. And they did. Eagles won. Beat the Chiefs by 3 points. Eagles 20. Chiefs 17. Sav chose the Eagles. He won that one. Then we have the next game. Falcons at the Vikings. This was a low scoring game. 22 was the top score. 6 was the last score. But we both chose Vikings, and Vikings didn't pull it off. Okay, so we got next game. It was 2 Monday night games. Bucks at the Texans, and it was 20-19. Bucks won. I chose Bucks. Sav chose the Texans. Last and final game for week 2 in the NFL was Chargers at the Raiders. We both chose the Chargers. Chargers pulled it off and won 20-9. All right. So we're going to get into we don't have any questions for Sav this week. Since he's not here, we'll double up next week. He'll love that. Because he's out in the living room right now. He made spaghetti, so he's eating his, and I'm going to eat mine in a little bit as soon as I finish the podcast. So we're going to go into my highlights, and then we'll do the predictions for next week after my fun facts. Week 2 highlights. Can't help to talk about the overtime victory of my Dallas Cowboys, and my offense was great. My kicker, Brandon Aubrey, was awesome. Excuse me, Brandon Aubrey, number 17. I have to get that jersey now. Was awesome. I will talk about that in the fun facts of why he was awesome. But just know, he was awesome. He was the star of the game. The Detroit Lions dominated over the Bears as a first-year head coach Ben Johnson was on the losing side against his former team. The defending champs show Patty Mahomes and the Chiefs that they still have it in a victory of 20-17 while the defense was still in a struggle. Falcons showed off with their new signed kicker Parker Romo, who made his 5 out of 5 field goal attempts, which included a 54-yarder, and that was most of Atlanta's points, stopping J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings to get it going. Let's turn the page. I wrote a lot of notes. Trying to make up for time since Sav's not on here today, but I know it's not going to be no 30 to 40 to hour long. Lions put on a clinic against Bears. Jared Goff threw for 334 yards with 5 passing touchdowns as the Lions overwhelmed the Bears with a blowout 52-21. Colts connect on second chance. They missed a 60-yard try where the Broncos were flagged for a 15-yard penalty. Spencer Schrader hit a 45-yard field goal as time was expiring, making Colts win 29-28 for the comeback. Patriots, wild victory over the Dolphins. Drake May passed for 230 yards and 2 touchdowns, also 31 rushing yards and another score on the ground. Pats took advantage of Miami's problem on defense with a 33-27 victory. Seattle picked up the first win of the season when they overpowered Pittsburgh's fourth quarter muffed kick return 31-17 win over the Steelers. I didn't see my W, which it wasn't a W for them. But that's okay. They'll come back next week, hopefully. Bills shut down the run game with their defense. James Cook rushed 2 touchdowns. Matt Prater kicked 3 field goals. Buffalo thrashed New York 30-10. And Josh Allen only threw for 148 yards. He didn't have to. His defense was rocking. Okay. 49ers are 2-0 going into week 3. Brock Purdy is injured. Mac Jones threw 3 touchdown passes to lead to victory 26-21 against the Saints. Calais Campbell sack of Bryce Young on 4th down brought a sudden end to a furious comeback by the Panthers with a victory for the Cardinals 27-22. Ravens bounce back against former quarterback Joe Flacco and the Browns lost in a blowout 41-17. Joe Burrow's toe injury didn't stop the win against the Panthers 31-27. Matt Stafford passed for 298 yards and 2 touchdowns. Rams pulled away a late win against the Titans 33-19. On to my fun facts. Here we go. 30-second Super Bowl commercials cost $5 million, according to YouTube. $5 million for 30 seconds? What can you really say in 30 seconds that can show your business or whatever you're trying to show to catch somebody's attention? This is my kicker's fun fact. Brandon Aubrey kicked a no-time left field goal of 46 yards to go into overtime and then kicked a 64-yard field goal with no time remaining in overtime, the first kicker to ever do that. He is a top three, if not the top kicker in the NFL. My opinion, but I also think it's a fact. Longest football game was a charity event in Scotland that lasted 35 hours. I'm guessing they had people tag, swap, whatever, for that whole 35 hours because they were recording the whole thing. It was nonstop 35-hour football game. Football is watched by 4 billion fans, making it the most popular sport globally in the world, I should say. And this is the last fun fact. The Eagles logo is the only one, facing backwards, representing a look back in history. I didn't know that. I don't know how many else or others didn't know that either, but that was something that shocked me, like, because I really had to think about all their helmets and their logos. All right, on to our week 3 predictions, and then I will tell you how we're doing so far in our predictions. All right. So, we have the Thursday night game, which is tomorrow night. The Dolphins at the Bills. Both me and Sav chose the Bills. The 1 o'clock games for Sunday is the Bengals at the Vikings. I chose the Bengals. Sav chose the Vikings. Then we have the Texans at the Jaguars. We both chose the Texans. Colts at the Titans. I chose the Titans. That's my second team. Sav chose the Colts. Then we have the Raiders at the Commanders. We both chose the Commanders. Hopefully they come back this week. Then we have the Rams at the Eagles. We both chose the Rams. Hopefully they can beat the Eagles to make them 2-1 instead of 3-0. We got the Falcons at the Panthers. We both chose the Falcons. Steelers at the Patriots. We both chose the Steelers. Packers at the Browns. I chose the Browns and Sav chose the Packers. I just couldn't choose the Packers because of Micah Parsons. That's the only reason that's it at all. Because I really like Jordan Love, but I'm still a little salty about Micah Parsons. Last 1 o'clock game is the Jets at the Bucks, and we chose the Bucks, both of us. Moving on to the 4 o'clock games. We have the Broncos at the Chargers. We both chose the Chargers. We have the Saints at the Seahawks. We both chose the Seahawks. I love that lime green. Cowboys at the Bears is another 4 o'clock game. I believe that's the 4:30 game. We both chose the Cowboys. I couldn't believe Sav chose the Cowboys. But anyway, the last 4 o'clock game, 4:30 game, whatever. Cardinals at the 49ers. I chose the 49ers. Sav chose the Cardinals. Sunday night game is the Chiefs at the Giants. We both chose the Chiefs. Although, we both agree that the Giants could pull this off with Russell Wilson. Then the Monday night game, and since I reside in B-more, if you reside in B-more, please, please, please be wherever you're going for this game, because downtown Baltimore is going to be tightly packed, road closures and all types of stuff. Lions at the Ravens. We both chose the Lions. So, hope that excuse me, that our predictions are correct. Now let me move on to tell you about week 1 and week 2, where we're at with our wins and losses, because we're playing against each other here. Okay, week 1, Sav had 12 wins, 4 losses. Week 2, he had 8 wins, 8 losses from his predictions. So right now, he stands at 20 wins, 12 losses. For me, week 1, I had 10 wins, 6 losses. And like Sav, for week 2, I had 8 wins and 8 losses. So my total for predictions is 18 wins and 14 losses. Sav is up winning-wise 2 on me. I can catch up this week. Probably. Maybe. Pray for me. Pray for Sin City so that I can catch up. Anyway, I'm about to end the podcast, but I'm going to stay live because I want to give you guys our email address so that you can send us an email with some questions for Sav. And again, let me say, we're trying to double up next week. So please send questions. Please, 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 please. About football only, guys. NFL football, to be particular. He is got this database in his head that he can ask him a question and he can just give you an answer off the top of his head because he knows just so much about the football. I've learned so much over these past 10, 15 years. He's taught me. I was even told by him that I can hold a conversation about football more than most men. Or maybe I should say most men that we know. Because I'm not sure about the other men out there. Somebody might know more than Sav. But in my eyes, he knows a heck of a lot of football information. And if I ever had a question, that's where I go for it. So, I believe that the email is sin_and_sav_football@gmail.com. Don't quote me on the podcast about that. I will put it in the notes. Thank you, and we will see you next week, either on TikTok or Instagram. Follow, share, review. We love you.